Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Chavarim, shalom, this is Yadin here. Here after Hanukkah for I and I, after Maccabee fighting holidays, resisting the simulation into, you know, them other people's days. But anyway, seasons greetings to all here, but particularly to I and I brothers and sisters. Like to follow the reason here on the Monday podcast. Rastafari Mondays, Maccabee Mondays, right here, as we continue to resist the assimilation, you know, into the system of things, but, you know, just being gracious, you know, happy holidays to all far and near right here, but particularly to I and I brothers and sisters and brothers here with the Hanukkah vibes, still keeping the Hanukkah vibes right here. Greetings.
The foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth.
Again, so here. So many things cancel, you know, they're canceling and talk about Kevin Hart trying to cancel that because of what he said, you know, about the truth, you know what I'm saying? So much cancel, they call this thing called cancel culture and everything. Well, here, after Hanukkah, here in the season, Maccabees, the eight lights, Maccabee fighting holiday. What we're fighting, spiritual warfare. You know, we're fighting just such a simulation. So them canceling things, call it cancel culture. Maccabee. What Maccabee call it? Christmas? Nah, cancel. Come on.
You know, here's a Christmas cancel, Rasta. Yo, we're done with the commercial Christmas with its pagan symbols and pagan origins and the attacking of the children's mind for material gain. We're not playing that game. Seeing Aya. Talk. Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our we own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. All the drunkenness and the overeating. Is it the birth of Christ they're celebrating? Mostly non-Christians are partaking. This some is just an excuse for money making. Them say peace and goodwill to all men. So how come they putting up the prices then? Targeting the parents through the children. Well them knock it I and I again. No way my friend. Christmas has been cancelled. It's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our we home. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. A long time, the 25th of December has been a special date in the pagan calendar. Long, long before the birth of Christ, it was a day for partying and celebrating and to rejoice. From Nimrod to Saturn to Mithra, these gods were always honored on that day in December. Worshipping of sun gods and idol. Why you think Christmas is never mentioned in the Bible? Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our we own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. You see the tree and the ivy and the mistletoe. All of these were pagan things a long time ago. People have them in them house and they don't know what they mean. Then just come see them, so them just join in. Santa Claus, what a fraud, never once come on me yard. I'm a parent, happy work so hard. Christmas puts people under pressure. Don't you see that Santa and Satan have got the same letters? muscles been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrated in our home. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. Them say Christmas is just for the youth. Well, it's about time we tell the youth them the truth. Instead of buying love with expensive gifts, give them the all-year love we should be dealing with. Children's minds are being attacked by the big companies. Christmas time is when they do the most business. I give my children presents any time of the year, not only on birthdays and when Christmas is near. Cause a lot of people in a debt over Christmas. A lot of people life wreck cause of Christmas. A lot of people in a prison cause of Christmas. A lot of people gone missing over Christmas. Commercial Christmas, you know it's not right. It's not really dealing with the birth of the Christ. Don't make them pressure you with your choice. It's alright to remove it from your life.
Cancel. Cancel that right there. There's here. Yes, sir. Micah B right there with Christmas. Cancel. Christmas cancel. I'd like to share a little article right here. Here from site known as Jacobin, you know, the Black Jacobites, Jacobin, right? Jacobin.com. First of all, to heal up, give thanks to Sister Malika Robinson for that send right there. There's there on the EWFI, the social site right there. But here, reason for the season.
The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice to say for all the great religions. Nah, it's so we, especially for we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. Got this article right here, when Jamaicans and the Benjamites that were enslaved, or they say the Jamaican slaves rebelled on Christmas Day. Do you know about that? Or coming forward. King of Kings overthrow Babylon, you know? Yes,
Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Time to open the door for Elijah Rastafari. Cat, Super Cat, what's your mind say?
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Abbe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Abbe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Abbe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. And the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Torah and the wicked are gonna Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. And when them see the man, say them a be humble.
I gotta humble. Oh, be a humble. Every knee. So right here on Jacobin, just share a little bit of this article right here. Very interesting article, which we had received it a little before, but we heard about this from before. But here on the Jacobin jacobin.com site. Once again, give thanks to Malika Robinson for this share right here. The article is entitled When Jamaican Slaves Rebelled on Christmas Day. And it's by one named Perry Blankson. Perry Blankson. So when the enslaved Benjamites rebelled on what they call Christmas Day. So on Christmas Day in 1831, 60,000 enslaved Africans, Ethiopian Hebrews, carried out the largest uprising in British West Indies history. The uprising would prove a milestone, a great milestone, the great milestone. And hail up to great milestone as well. The great milestone revelation. Their uprising would prove a milestone on the road to emancipation only a few years later. So here there's an iTrade here from Adolphe Duperly on the Wikimedia Commons. It's the destruction of the Roehampton Estate in January 1832. Destruction of the Roehampton Estate in January 1832. In late December 1831, white Jamaican planters slept restlessly in their beds. Rumors had long been circulating of disquiet among the enslaved Africans, speaking of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Beta Israel, residing in plantations across the island. Before they knew it, the island would be set ablaze as tens of thousands armed themselves to fight for their freedom. As it became known, the Christmas Rebellion, or other ones name it the Baptist War, named so after the faith of many of its key conspirators, was the largest uprising of enslaved Africans, Ethiopian Hebrews, in the history of the British West Indies, and directly influenced the abolition of slavery in 1833 and full emancipation in 1838. Now, to understand the dynamics at play during the uprising, it's vital to understand the social structure of 19th century colonial Jamaica. Jamaica, like much of the West Indies, was what was known as a plantocracy. In this arrangement, a minority of so-called white European settlers, human traffickers, and plantation owners dominated the enslaved African, Ethiopian, Hebrew majority on the island. Conscious of their minority, Africans or the Ethiopian Hebrews of Beta Israel outnumbered the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, the WAS, 12-1. Planters deployed ferocious violence to discipline their enslaved, we black people at home, and use their substantial wealth and influence to lobby against abolitionists in Parliament and the press. But despite their efforts, the sun was setting on slavery in the British Empire, and hopes of emancipation around the corner emboldened the enslaved population to take matters into their own hands. Samuel Daddy Sharp, a black Baptist deacon, organized enslaved Africans, Ethiopian Hebrews, to participate in a peaceful general strike on December 25th, 1831, demanding wages and increased freedoms. While nonviolence was intended, Sharp was under no illusions or delusions that the infamously violent plan to white Anglo-Saxon Protestant class would respond in kind. Enlisted to be his military commanders were fellow literate enslaved Africans, Ethiopian Hebrews, spanning several different estates, illustrating the effectiveness of the vast communication network known colloquially as the so-called slave, quote, grapevine. And they heard it through the grapevine. Get it? Also crucial was the limited degree of freedom given to Sharp as a deacon. He has the ability to move around the island and secretly organize after prayer meetings. The initially peaceful demonstration soon became a violent uprising, and out of a population of 600,000, an estimated 60,000 took up arms to resist their oppression, rephrased, downpression. Any pretense of a peaceful demonstration was lost when Kensington Estate was set ablaze by enslaved rebels, with the rebellion taking place in earnest soon after. First section right here, this article right here, once again, going through this, is called When Jamaican Slaves Rebelled on Christmas Day. And I'll make a nice tune, right? A nice chorus line right there. The plantocracy, second section, the plantocracy, aside from providing an insight into mass resistance against slavery, the Christmas Day Rebellion, also provides a valuable case study into the complexities of governing a plantocracy and the contradictions of slave resistance. Seeking assistance to put down the rebellion, the colonial authorities enlisted the help of the Acampong and Windward Maroons. Seeking assistance to put down the rebellion, the colonial authorities enlisted the help of the Acampong and Windward Maroons, both disparate militant guerrilla organizations of escaped former slaves or enslaved. The Maroons had gained a degree of independence following their own Maroon Wars in the 18th century as a result of treaties signed with the colonial authorities following the first Maroon War of 1728 to 1739, signatory Maroon factions were granted small parcels of land that soon became known as Maroon towns. The caveat of this treaty was that these Maroon towns would be assigned a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant superintendent, and that Maroon fighters would be required to assist colonial authorities in putting down future uprisings of their enslaved brethren and catching runaway slaves. This arrangement was resisted by many Maroon factions, but they would later find themselves fighting opposite their fellow downpressed Africans, Ethiopian Hebrews. The uprising led to the deaths of 14 planters and 200 enslaved Africans, with property damage worth an estimated £124 million today. African rebels burned hundreds of buildings across the island, including Roehampton Estate, the blazing scene of which was later recreated by French lithographer Adolphe Duperley. But it was the aftermath of the uprising that saw some of the most sadistic violence take place. The aftermath, The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Jamaican plantocracy responded to the rebellion in the only language it knew: unspeakable brutality. The reprisals of the Jamaican planter class in response to such an affront to the authority was merciless and indiscriminate. Immediately after the rebellion, approximately 340 Africans, black people, were executed using a cruel and gruesome variety of methods and methodologies. The majority were hanged, their heads displayed in plantations across the island to serve as a warning against future uprisings. Beyond the pale, English is funny, right? Beyond the pale for Parliament, though, was the tarring and feathering of a white missionary suspected of fanning the flames of rebellion. It's difficult to find a clear example of the radicalized priorities of the British Empire. Rather than the brutal murder of thousands of black Africans perceived as nothing more than chattel property, it was the punishment of a white missionary by white planters that drew significant protests. The missionary's filthy neckerchief was paraded around Britain to the horror of those who saw it, bolstering the cause of white abolitionists. Today, it wouldn't be too far off the mark to call Sharp an advocate of a form of liberation theology. Sat in jail following his failed uprising, Sharp proclaimed that he learned from the Bible. Quote, whites had no more right to hold black people in slavery than black people had to make white people slaves. I would rather die on yonder gallows than live in slavery, end quote. Sharp was executed on those gallows on May 23rd, 1832. He's remembered as a national hero in Jamaica, with his likeness printed on the $50 Jamaican banknote. Is it dollar or is it pound? Okay, next section, just a little more right here. We're reading about the Jamaican, when Jamaican slaves, the enslaved Benjamites, rebelled on Christmas Day. And here is the next section here, an ongoing struggle. Remember right here on the Ian and I, we're after Hanukkah, and Hanukkah connects with the Maccabees fighting holidays, the Maccabee rebellion and redemption of we the black Jews in previous times. Just to see how ain't nothing new under the sun. Next section, an ongoing struggle. The popular narrative would have us believe or be naive that the British Empire chose to fully emancipate the thousands of African slaves or enslaved black people in Jamaica in 1838 out of moral duty. But the truth is quite the opposite. Despite its failure, the sheer scale of the Christmas Day Rebellion, coupled with the constant resistance of enslaved Africans, demonstrated that the centuries-old practice of slavery had become untenable. The Christmas Day Rebellion directly precipitated the 1833 Slavery Abolition Act, which on its surface superficially abolished slavery, but also stipulated that formerly enslaved Africans, black people, would have to undergo a period of, quote, apprenticeship, end quote. Can I just read that part again right there? The Christmas Day Rebellion directly precipitated the 1833 Slavery Abolition Act, which on its surface, or as we would say, superficially abolished slavery, but also stipulated that formerly enslaved Africans would have to undergo a period of, quote, apprenticeship, end quote, under their old masters, before they could be freed. It was not until 1838 that full emancipation was granted by Britain. Now, emancipation, you know, basically means emancipare, means to free from the hand. I don't mean you're free, but you're free from the hand. In addition, slave owners, the Jamaican planter class among them, were awarded, get this, a handsome £20 million in compensation, a sum comprising 40% of the Treasury's national budget at the time, and worth more than, get this, £17 billion today. This monumental debt was only paid off in 2015. Blood clot. what am I going to say? Blood clot. What the? This monumental debt was only paid off in 2015. So from 18 something, right, to like the 21st century. Meaning, guess what this means? This means that the tax revenue generated by living British citizens, potentially among them the descendants of enslaved Africans, has been used to contribute to recompense for human traffickers, for the loss of the white Anglo-Saxon, the British human traffickers. Wow. Talk about what? Reparations, in a sense? Compensation? The formerly enslaved Africans, we black people, subject to untold brutality for generations, guess what they got? They got nothing. They got nothing. No thing. No thing. No thing at all. At all. This year, the present Jamaican government was unsuccessful in its petition for £7 billion in reparation from the British government. Well, seven billion? What the hell? $17 billion, right? And they asked for seven. What the hell? You know, this year the Jamaican government was unsuccessful in its petition for £7 billion in reparations from the British government. The latter, speaking of the British government, dismissed Jamaica's claims due to questions of, get this, practicality. You know, we all speak in English, right? Get it? You know, like back in the first century time and the intertestamental time, many of our people were speaking like the Koine Greek, the common Greek. That's why the New Testament's in Greek. You know, that's why we speak today English. Think about it for a moment. But they call it practicality, questions of practicality. What is practical? Who would pay for it, they ask? And to whom? And to whom would it be paid to? No such questions were asked when the British government compensated slave owners for the loss of their, quote, property, end quote. As I and I remember the Christmas Day rebellion amongst the Benjamites in Jamaica and the bravery of those Africans, we black people, Ethiopian Hebrews, who struggled like the Maccabees, right, did, against near insurmountable odds, we must also remember that the long fight for justice remains. It remains incomplete. And here, this article on the Jacobin site by Perry Blankson, right, he's a Tribune columnist and a project coordinator at the Young Historians Project. He is a member of the editorial working group for the History Matters Journal. Very, very interesting article right here. There's Wow, there's a lot of further reading here on the site, jacobin.com. Do you remember the Black Jacobites? Anyone know about the Black Jacobites? You know, when they say white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, it's kind of like a dead giveaway that if they call themselves white Anglo-Saxon, there must have been some black. You see the half of the story? But some of the further reading is Jamaica's 1831 revolt dealt a hammer. Remember Maccabee? Maccabeus. Maccabee means a hammer. A hammer. Jamaica's 1831 revolt dealt a hammer blow to colonial slavery. Article by Abigail Bacon or Bacon, and Why Christmas Matters. I don't know what this one is about, but it's by Katrina Foreman and Timothy Wuthering. The Meaning of Christmas by Elizabeth Bruning, and The Threat of a Free Haiti. A Free Haiti by Samuel Farber. Just a couple of other articles right there, there, Maccabee. So here after the Hanukkah Maccabee, you know, the Maccabee fighting holidays, we're still fighting. We just had to download the light. The Hanukkah was downloading the light, you know, renewing, relivocating to the fight. Yeah,
the body to around the wicked, I go crumble, I be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them chimble. The body, I be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them chimble. The body to around the wicked.
Maccabee, the hammer, hammer, hammer. They keep holding on, dying, we. Maccabee, hammer, hammer, hammer.
They just keep holding me. Won't let go, holding me, won't let go. I need armor, 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 to armor them down. I need a armor, a armor, a armor, a armor, to ram them down. They just keep teasing me, and you know they play like they don't know. Provoking me, but this is all I know. I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to run them down. I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to hammer them down. To rama them down. Oh, I need armor, 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 to armor them down. Said I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama, to rama them down. I need armor, 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 to armor them down. Holding me, won't let go. To ram them down. I need armor, 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 to ram them down. To run them down. I need armor, 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 to armor them down. I need
a maca, a maca, a maca, a maca, to hammer them down. Maccabee, maca, and I need a Maccabee. Here, I need another Maccabee tune. Rastafari, Rasta soldier, right here, 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 yeah. Rastafari. Not give up the fight. Nah.
The real war is a spiritual war. Spiritual wickedness in high and low places. Rastafari is on the battlefield. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right.
Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. I and I got soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. So we ain't got no guns and bombs, a bigger bomb of no one. No tomahawk missile and no nuclear weapon. No gun, no rocket launcher and no battalion. No tanks and no battleship with ammunition. What we have is the power from the Almighty One. Just the peace and the love and the vibration. All over the world, Rasta nail is strong. And we never invaded no one. I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Cause it's a spiritual war, a one that's the real revolution. Guns and wars cannot be the solution. Babylon a trick the people with them illusion, causing the chaos and a pure confusion. They got their weapons of steel. They say them come to destroy. Rasta come here for heal. Rastafari is with buckler and shield. The people's minds are the real battlefield. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. That's right. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Say I have been here, the Rastaman sound. Say anytime they hear the sound, the Babylon start mound. Many, many Rastafari people are around. Many, many rats in every country, many cities and towns. Yes, I and I they on the battleground. Fighting spiritual wickedness wherever it's found. Hot of fire, lightning and brimstone. Pity the wicked, do not leave us alone. Cause I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. That's right. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Here still I see I soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Alright, when I go follow with them passion and trend. I Rastafari, we defend our Rastafari to the end. I Rastafari, never bow and never bend. We yelling Emperor Selassie, I and Empress Menen. Rastafari and the wicked are no friend. We burn them out, we burn them out from our way back when. Pan material things you don't depend. We tell them once, we are gonna tell them again. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Alright, I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight.
Yes, 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 Maka, Maka B. Check out the artist, the brother Rastafari, brother, UK brother, named Maka B right there. That's Rasta Soldier. Before that, Christmas Canceled. Like to play soon, the Jesus Was Black right there. But here he is moving forward here after the Hanukkah time and the season. The fight goes on. Rastafari Maccabees, Fight for Truth and Rights. Here, here, the evening song.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma ra'u ken tamahu, nivhalu nechepazu. Re'ada ahazatam sham, chil kayyoleda. Beruach kadim, teshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken ra'inu, ve'ir Adonai tsebaot ve'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz, tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismach har tzion, tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzion vehakifuha, sifru migdaleha. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Also on the Sir Coxon Bawa Dub rhythm right here, 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 here for the Monday, second day of the Shabuah podcast, Rastafari Mondays, Maccabee Mondays, right here, here, here.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yeah, and Royal Amharic from the Revised Authorized, Book of the Seven Seals, Haile Selassie, First Bible, right here, here, Abraham Chebude on the dub, Bauer, Sir Coxon, dub wise.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause
you have to jump on this bus. Zion born, right?
Do it.
መዝሙር 47 በቀንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ። በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ፣ አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Kora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide. Forever, 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 forever.
አንደኛ ከሰኞ እስከ አርብ ባሉት ቀኖች ዘወትር የሚባል said on the days from Monday to Friday. ሰላም ላንቺ ይሁን እናታችን ክብርት ቤተ ክርስቲያን ግድግዳዎችሽ በጳዚዮን እንቁ የተገጡ ናቸው። ሰላም ላንቺ ይሁን እናታችን ክብርት ቤተ ክርስቲያን። ፒስ ቢ ቱ ዩ አወ ማዘር ኦ ኦነብል ቸርች ዛይ ዋልስ አር ኤምብሮይደርድ ዊዝ ቶፓዝ። ፒስ ሰላም Shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Yes, I, the wise man, visiting the babe, Yeshua, Jesus Christos. Looking forward, January 7th, coming forward, 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 you know, for the true Christ, Black Christ vibes. But here we have Rosh Johnny, with Salamta, peaceful greetings. Yes, Salam to salam to shalom, shalom, salam, shalom. You know, we say salam, shalom, like from the true, you know, point of view. We say peace as a translation, but we're talking about that peace, you know, that peace, you know, that peace in spirit, soul, and body, in health, and also in wealth. So it's about fighting a war. You know, once about spiritual war. Yeah, it's a spiritual war, but don't get it twisted. You know, you got to have a good, courageous spirit to even fight that physical war and a good, clear, psychological state of mind. But here, Ras Maisha, fight a war.
In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Use a school, go kill the class. Pills you fill them with so fast. Skills you give no really last. Tell the people about a cross. Who if you take the picture off. Open scripture, read the Psalms. Jesse, David, Solomon. You get the lecture, Babylon. For the herb, no murder one. Like herbs or even serves a bomb. Selassie, I words, I keep me strong. All the words to he belong. Not to the grow to me belong. Africa road, me need me land. No sell, no sold, no please, no job. Seven the gold, the covenant. Inna me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Inna me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Heaven or no Jerusalem. Not even afraid of Bukaram. Ganja fill my Okaram. Vatican a dirty one. Cause inna me dream me reach a star. Nothing for teach so preach a guan. Sit down in inna me beat afar. The water deep, the beat afar. Caporeal release was smart. Tutorials me teach a class. Seven a task a each apart. Socrates not even task. No Rome, no Greece, no Peter Pan. No John the Crease and Isaban. How you eat the Easter bun around the feast. And beast a come. And inna me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Inna me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Must be beat with beats a drum. For months to weeks the heat a bun. Sun release a piece a gun. No drum, no creep around for fun. Looking around, I purge a sum. Youths a town, I splurge a rum. Drink around, go murder young. Older people learn me song. Now go ease the journey long. Over evil, good belong. Rasta reason out a plan. And ganja season, pounds and grand police. Wa beat the youths for ban. Wap on streets, I smoke my cran. Inna me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Inna me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing.
When you say Rastafari and you say this out to the world, now you automatically have to order the way you eat. It aligns your meridian. because you told the world so. So they might watch you now because you said so. You said Rastafari, so now your own woman I watch you, I tell you, so now, how you deal with me, so I say Rastafari, I believed in you. And she had moral authority and grounds upon which to stand. So you go down the road and you mistreat your brethren. Your brethren say, but how you say Rastafari and you deal with me shortcoming this year? And if you're honorable and you're in the guilty, you stand up and you stand down. That's what you do. Stand up and stand down and say, my Lord, let me try and fix this now, my Lord, my son. We don't want it to go so. These are the things. We have a word, we do that. Rastafari. When you say this name, your diet become aligned. Actuality, the treatment of a woman, the treatment of a child, the treatment of a plant, the treatment of an animal. Because you said it to the world. So now the world will look upon you for demonstrate why you have chosen to say this. It's not that they are judgmental of you. It's not that they are saying, oh, we're going to watch them for see them rasta man, they not live up. It's not that. You said it. Someone will come take it up far. Come choose it far. If it's not something of benefit and beneficial. So this is what we know. We have it. We have it as a strong thing. I work within hand, in mouth, in liberty. I can even show you how socio-economic and trickle-down economics involve. Because you say Rastafari, that's a t-shirt. You say Rastafari, that's a hat. You say Rastafari, that's a idol. You say Rastafari, that's an album. You say Rastafari, that's a pair of shoes. Who will market economy run off of them thing here? They say hip-hop. And that's an intrinsic cultural sound and not a music. So you see what happened? Everything tangled together and tied together. This is why the man them have always tried to ride inside the Quran and pervert them in their straight places, create schisms from within to break us apart. But you know, get we betray the youth, them we stand up and put themselves frontally in danger. For stand up for say the right thing and for do the right thing because them is father and brother in people's neighborhood. They have to be worthy to be called a protector and a father. They have to be worthy of that. So how come you stand up there today and let them do that to me? This is what the question she may have, and rightfully. So this is the only reason man I stand forth to talk. Don't try to set up man out here, you know. Because we are watching too, you know. I try to set up the youth them, you know. I try to set up this thing as them and say them is this and them is that. Eh? The youth them I try to step forward to say what is the right because the political leader and the head of state, the legislative body will not say so. And the people can't find. And the people are run around like Ichabod Crane with them heads cut off. And you kill the head and the body die. So this is why they have to take away a headpiece. One by his attributes. By his merit in a meritocracy and a theocracy simultaneously.
Yes, yes, yes. That was okay, Becca, right there, Vaughn Benjamin. Rastafari reasoning. Yes, I. On point, on many, many points right there. Full of fullness. Going to share that one right there again. Okay, Becca. There, Vaughn Benjamin, a.k.a. also known as Midnight, right there, there, there. Give thanks and praise. And here, look at something from Ross Attitude. And I came back to conquering my own. Yeah.
attention, we know they never surrender to the empire, to the 99 revisionistic, remember. Jah give it son and food and all that propaganda. Ulterior motive coordinating our hidden agenda. As we chase it down between opulence, luxury and splendor. This is the agami and the biology and the interior. The electromagnetic pull of our enemies out there. The life of the generation, smile by Jah. Society of the rich and the poor and the lost, and I hear the anointed divine light of God. Him the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Him the conquering lion of the tribe. This is the society of the rich and the poor and the lost, and I hear the anointed divine light of God. Him the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Him the conquering lion of the tribe. The point the plant became introverted and finja, because the socialite cape up was inadequate. And some of them still a bloom out in the wild nature fauna, and suffering with the situation, pressure maneuver. And right still in a clear contact to highly the emperor. The generation again I can reflect the him and the conquering man lion of the tribe of Judah. In a conquer they don't wanna talk how they cannot be with these sounds. The commercial industry build round singer and player. Singer and player. In the society of the rich and the poor. In the society of the rich and the poor and the land. It's reaching out every medium where it can advertise in us. Cause it did not surrender. In an Ethiopia. The legacy and identity they couldn't take over. It has proven to be invaluable to the world now. You see Abyssinian medieval Gothic architecture with the Byzantine Armenian in a prior similar. You leave the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. And I hear the I-90, the I-Later. Here's the I-90, the I-Later. In the society of the rich and the poor and the poor. Make the pressure cohesion and men flow out like rivers. Recognize the humanity spectrum that dwell the boundary just. It align what mutual respect now a crossover. In the society of the rich and the poor and the poor. And then hear the anointed, the kind of soldier. In the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Development and the right course now. All the classes were increased, not the speed went on. When the spiritual and material essences can balance out now. The society of the rich and the poor. The society of the rich and the poor and the poor. And at the end, the I-90, the I-Later. The count of the lion of the time of Judah. The count of the lion of the time of Judah.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inslasia.
The whole place is due for help.
We can rely on the conquering lion, no tiger. You're the only one we can rely on. The conquering lion, no tiger. You're the only one we can rely on.
is zero sum. The lion is a rubber dog soldier, and tonight you're going to pin on another swipe on his shoulder. Because we've been killing and killing and killing and killing and dealing with them baby. So all of the conquering lion crew, all the girls, them.
Original carcass for the big body heavyweight sound card, conquering lion sound from Mandeville. Original king with Toberman and the crew.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there.
For his foundation is in all the mountains. Lord God loved the gates of Zion more than all the gates of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of the old city of God, Selah. I must make mention of Rahab and Babylon, and to them that know I hold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Christ himself shall establish her, as well as the singer, and the players of an instrument shall be there. All my strings are in it. Lord God, Jehoshaphat, highly still, last year the first shall come. When he writeth of the people that this man was born there. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I heal the united, the I live so just. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We are in the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I heal the united, the I live so just. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Levanto
www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio. Discipleship Radio.
Here after Hanukkah, after the light, relighting the light, relivicating, educating. Here the Rastafari Maccabee fight that goes on and on and on till victory. But here after Hanukkah, let's reason on the Maccabees. Maccabees, the kingdom and the temple, church and the state, many themes that are important to Ionash Rastafari from the elders actually are found in the Maccabees and apocryphal scriptures. So here in the season, you know, or out of season, you know, in season, out of season, we have a holiday, a holy day, a time of remembrance, you know, to reset Ionash hearts and minds here in the darker part of the year, but also to recall Ionash story, Ionash history. You know, both in the ancient, we could say the biblical and apocryphal past, but also even right now. Even that article right there, how the Jamaican, you know, enslaved brothers and sisters rose up on that Christmas day. So here, golden era of dub. Wise. Thank
you. The thought at that time and how you place your mind or
you know, thoughts, interesting word, and you know, because some say no thoughts, and in some areas of scripture, the way the English translates thoughts is like anxiety, like eneke, you know, like or chara in the Hebrew, like tight, constricted, you know, a tight, constricted kind of place. It could be like a physical tightness or a psycho-spiritual tightness, which is kind of like the worst type of tightness, but it's like how you place your mind. Or your thought, like let this mind be in you. So looking at the psalm is like, you know, it's a heavy psalm, it's a crucifixion psalm. I must admit that there's times when it will come up in the cycle, and it's like, And I'm sure that there's others that probably vibes like that. And I think it's always a challenge to say, if that's true, there's that aspect to it, but there's something else I'm missing. But something else here, once I get it, it's going to really, like, kind of exalt the whole thing. It's going to like, turn it all up positive for the good. So all things work towards the good. So if you're not seeing it that way, it's that kind of that growing process. So then I got to actually see it, you know, within this psalm, the whole crucifixion and resurrection, though I had maybe spoken on it and I had noticed certain things, I didn't really see it like in a newer and a living way like I did today. Especially with that verse, it was the anchor was like verse 3. With is that you are holy, you inhabit the praises of Israel. I remember that's one of those verses in that early trial in Rastafari that came across that verse, and the Medi was like, it's just like in the being in the Isis, it's like you inhabit the praises. Like, just from the English, it's like you dwell in the praises. Like, in the praises, he's in the praises. You know, he's in the Isis, he's in the Miskana, he's in the Torah. You know, he's in the gratitude. He is in the gratitude. And it becomes even very kind of simple, you know, when you look at the spirit of things. You know, he's in the gratitude. Because gratitude is not just what we say. You know, it's like the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart. If our mouth is saying one thing, but our heart meditation is the next, then one guy, you know, problems. Like, you know, you got a problem. You need a solution. You need an absolution. You know, you need an absolution for that sort of problem there. So yeah, so that's what I just know about this psalm and this time going through it. It's like, yeah, note what it's about. Yeah, the crucifixion. But sometimes you can spend so much time in the crucifixion verses that it's almost like a crucifixion in that sense. And then if you don't get to verse 22, notice it was 22:22. And it's the 22nd psalm, as it's noted nowadays, and it's the 22nd verse, as it's noted nowadays. So that's where the whole text started to change. Like, I'll declare thy name to my brethren. And the name is Father. The name is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But the name is Father. Father is his name. The name is Son. Son is his name. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is his name. The Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is his name. Hashemushan Kadosh. You know, it's his name. It's still his name. So it's kind of interesting that when he declared Father, because I always thought about it too, you know, like you can ask some people, like, okay, if they believe or they know it, like, well, what is his name? Like, when did he declare it? When he said God? Because even from the Greek, we don't really have him saying, you know, from the Greek manuscripts, we don't have him saying what the tetragrammaton, the Hashem. Because we can't really, you can only tell by looking at the Hebrew, you know, but it's like Kurios is, you know, or Theos, or Theos. Theos, you know, like God generally, or like a magistrate, majesty in a sense. In the Greek, you can have that sort of idea. So, what is that name? It was Father. That's where the whole Thomas scene becomes interesting. You know, it was Thomas. Where he said, he shows the Father, and that's why Rovenu responds the way he does. And then Hirachin, he says, all this time, like so long, I've been with you, and you don't. You know, like you're seeing, but you're not seeing. And that's like the same thing with the psalm. It's like, you know, seeing the psalm. And people always run down like Thomas and maybe like making jokes about our brother Thomas. Like, oh, he was dowdy. But that's only like a Western Gentile perspective. You know, that's only like how like the Latter-day Church, like nowadays, kind of look at it. The original church didn't look at it that way. They actually look at it like actually that was complimented in him, that he saw even proof. He heard, and we can't tell what his heart was. You know, we can't say that he doubted in that sense. He just wanted the proof. So that's why when the Messiah came and showed him proof, he justified his inquiry by providing the proof of the fact. And what did Thomas say when he said, "My Lord, my God"? Boom, "My Lord, my God." Now notice, like some people say, "Well, he's not God." Well, you notice that Yeshua, Jesus, doesn't like, you know, doesn't reprove him. Doesn't say, "Hey, don't be saying this." Because some people then look at the part in Revelation where it clearly says an angel, right, is showing Johannes, you know, certain things. and he falls down, Johannes falls down to worship him, and the angel says, you're like, don't do this, you know, I'm like your fellow, I'm your fellow servant. And in that sense, he's quite correct, but notice this too, that the regenerated ones that come out of the degeneration, you know, the regenerated, the born-again ones, the children, they are like the angels. That's why people mix up that verse there too, you know, concerning, like they say, there's no marriage in heaven, and it's a very faulty interpretation, lacking in understanding the Hebrew, you know, the Hebraic, and I'm going to use the word hermeneutics. It's just basic translation, the basic Hebraicism. You know, people might say ism, but okay, the basic figure of speech. It's like, you know, people in different provinces and different parts and different communities and different countries, even where they speak the same language, they might speak it particularly in certain areas, and it means something, you know, in the particular vernacular of the language. And that's exactly what we have in the Hebrew. And even with the older symbolic logic or the metaphors, the word pictures, you know, it was a way of communicating a universal type so that with the least difficulty possible, if one can receive the spirit of it, they'll get exactly what you're saying. You know, so that whole idea about that there's no marriage in heaven, if you read the whole thing, he says, you're like an error. He says, y'all don't know the scriptures, y'all in the error. You know, because they were believing that the resurrection was about who you're going to be wedded to or married. It was because of some faulty ideas and perhaps some faulty teachings that had come in latter-day Pharisaicism. Because the Pharisees have a good beginning, actually. Some of the different groups, you know, had good beginnings. You know, like it's just like when we talk about the Pharisees. You know, the Pharisees had a good beginning. You know, and this is like also connected to the Maccabees. You know, the Maccabees is such an interesting Maccabees. I think we might go with Maccabees Monday, Maccabees, the book of Maccabees. It's known as Maccabees, not using it in the singular. So yeah, Maccabees Monday. I think Maccabees Monday would be a good. It's still the Ministry Monday. These are other ways of describing, like it's like the second day in the week. You know, after, it's like the what they call market days. I think in like the Nollywood movies, they usually say like the first, second, third market day would be counting not from the first day of the week of the seventh from creation, from Jah point of view, which would be Ehud, the Sunday, the Yom Rishon, as it were. But so he said to them, they do herb because he didn't understand exactly what was going on. And it's kind of clear when you look at it, but there's so much, they start talking about there's no marriage in heaven and angels. They start going into angels having sex. And it's like crazy. It's like, wow. It's like, do messengers copulate? Do messages copulate? Do they? And what is copulation? You know, if one would really take the time to even just think on it, be like a, you know, they use this term free thinker. And I'm still like agitated, meditating the idea. Maybe I have to do a little bit of just research into the general, the plain sense of it sounds good. You know, it sounds right, like free thinking, because ones are constrained to certain lanes of thought. You know, if one could just look at it freely in the sense of without these constraints, almost like as we were before the fallen state. But how can people do that unless they're born again, unless they're regenerated? Right, so it's interesting when we look at what this brings right to Psalm 22 again, and the perspective of Psalm 22, specifically from verse 22, because that's where we should really focus attention, more attention. Yes, the crucifixion aspect is that's a testimony of the true church and the professing church, the church of brotherly love, the church of Philadelphia, the church of He Who Has the Keys of Great King David, the church of Godomawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, I and I, the church of the firstborn, the church of Rastafari. That there is a very important testimony, and even that itself has gotten twisted and distorted and perverted, right, amongst Christianism and Christianisms, isms and schisms. And if you really don't have the discipline of mind to study, and also the Spirit of Truth is so very important, because study is good, yes, but with the Holy Spirit it's even more so, because then you really are like making progress. You know, not so much just from the intellectual aspect, but it's like the heartical, the psycho-spiritual, that inner standing and innermost and innocence. And then as one grows, the words or the, you know, let's say the vocabulary, even with the linguistics, it's the same way. Because many times in going through the Psalms or going through the enunciation, you know, and looking at some of the various pronunciations, you know, of the different words, it's like later on. It's like, you know, when the word says to love him with all of your heart, your soul, your might, it's interesting that it speaks in that sense, that trifold sense. And when it says all, the idea of all, in some translations, in translations say perfect. Perfect. Complete. You know, it's like almost like a focus of concentration, a focus of mind. And it's usually when we are able to come to that point of stillness, where it says be still and know. When it comes to that point of stillness, then we can really see it perfectly. We can see it as it's meant to be seen and not kind of limited or constricted, you know, the way one will say one's mind is not free. Now, people use this term open-minded. I'm still like, well, what do they mean by open-minded? You know, I think free mind, you know, and even free of thought. Right? Now, thought, like I said, thought has a kind of twofold, maybe even a trifold connotation that gets lost in translation. A lot of things get lost in translation. This is also another reason why the Holy Spirit is so important. Not that one's like someone's and one's deep end. When I say deep end on the Holy Spirit, allegedly, I say allegedly because when we look at the scripture and the connection of the revelation of the scripture through those who had and were directed by the Holy Spirit, and also the Holy Spirit over that word. I'm not saying every translation, but the Almighty will secure and provide those baby steps for us. You know what I mean? And it's a shame that sometimes people go to one extreme or the next. You know, and this also is about how one carried a cross, not literally. Not always. When people look at the literal, even those metaphors which were ceremonial. Remember the ceremonial aspects being transferred. I mean, we're going to touch on that again as well in the season, and looking at where we're at in the season, and even with the Ministry Monday, and the John Hanukkah, you know, the Maccabees, you know, Maccabee Mondays. I think Maccabees is a good way for the regular days. Because the minyan is in that churchical sense and that basic principle of quorum. Basically, the minyan, we say what the minyan is quorum. And to bring these words out and to, you know, begin to explore their meanings and reason. The reason is the key. That's what's in the fourth book of Maccabees. Reason. You know, and I'm saying, well, what is reason? And also the translation of the fourth book of Maccabees in the lost books of the Bible with the 8 chapters. I really need to emphasize that. I hope the fellows also, you know, check it out, find the truth of it for themselves. And also with I and I, emphasize this particular matter. Why? Because it gives us almost like the Ali, the Torah portion reading and feeding. And we're going to seek to emphasize that as well a little bit more too. Because, like, for example, we come to Testify Tuesday. At Testify Tuesday, we're at the third day in the Shavua, third day in the Samint, the Suvaye, the good Suvaye, similar to the Hebrew Shavua, Suvaye, in the Royal Parka Samint. So we have the 7 days, the week, the sabbatical, the strong, Rastafari, Rastaman, I, we say the strong, sabbatical strong. But now it's the week, quote unquote, until we make it sabbatically strong. Right? And that is that's the word, you know, the word, the hearing of the word, right? Also the study of the word, and that being still. And knowing, this is how we come to that knowing, but it's a process, right? And this is why it's an order, this is why we can go through the scriptures, and with the Holy Spirit guiding us, we can point out that order there. And also, it's very provable in practical ways, in practice, so there's a practical application. You know, and this is why I really give thanks, you know, to Abba Father, you know, B'Shem Yeshua, you know, for being able to continue through the crucifixion part to the resurrection. And being able to see the resurrection. Because I think a lot of Christians, this is where, according to the true church and the professing church, crucifixes are like abomination, like a mockery, a crucifixion to the true church. Now, what has crept in amongst the careless Ethiopians and also, you know, with church and state, this is also a very scriptural prophetic perspective. So the children of Ethiopia, children of Israel, you know, we're in that time and that space, you know, so this has even crept into the Ethiopian church. If you see crucifixes in the Ethiopian church, you're seeing an abomination that has crept in, just plain and simple, because that's a mockery. Now, there's a difference between a icon or iconography and a molten image or a kind of a three-dimensional image or even a miniature, like so-called crucifix. Crucifixes are abomination. A three-dimensional representation, even a miniature, you know, of our Savior, that's abomination. And it always was. But something has crept in, especially in that sense of godless and creeping coup against His Majesty. Because remember, what happened, Yisrael was kingdom, right? It was a kingdom and it was a temple. The kingdom and the temple, this being about the state. The state and the church, or the church and state. So when we hear about this Western Gentile, these arguments about church and state, you know, if we were to weigh in just on the side of what we know as truth, well, yes, church and state, any proper, we could say, government, you know what I mean, just based on the principles, the principles, church and state, right? So what affected the state, speaking about Ethiopia, 74, 75, the godless and creeping coup also affected the church. And this is where we get to see a lot of abominations, and there's no other way to really describe it. I'd see Afino, right? I'd see Afino, you know, so Aiba, as the Hebrews say. You know, these abominations have crept in, you know, and this is not even touching on the whitewashing. This is also what we have with the Maccabees. So the Maccabees fight continues to go on, and it's so very interesting looking at this year. And see, what's interesting about this year, this Shana, Hebraically, this Amet, Ethiopically speaking, is because of how it began, the beginning. Right, the beginning. How did it begin? It began with Rosh Hashanah, September 10th. Right, so we had like that Kalat Moshiach, by the bride. And then we had Ethiopia, Kingdom of God. The Ethiopian New Year, the Samet, in Kutatash, as some would refer to, the New Year on September 11th. So we have the lunar solar in almost a perfect alignment. So what we've been seeing, even so far, even though we are off season, out of season. When we say out of season, we're out of season in the sense of not in the season of the Mo'adim, the Mo'aday, right? Yahuwah, right? The Mo'aday, the appointed time Mo'adim. We're not in the three times, right, in the year, not in that side of the year. We're in the other side of the year. And here we're going down to Egypt. This is also very, very significant, both with looking at it in the natural, right? In the natural now, in the darker part, even to the time of the what? To the time of the solstice, right? The solstice and the darkest, right? The darkest time. We're in the 10th moon, the 10th month. We had the 10th Torah portion. We had Hanukkah, right? And now here, now notice it's the renewal or the livication. We call it the livication. In kind of other English, it's called the dedication, that renewal, right? That purifying of the holy place, of the sanctuary, of the tabernacle. So therefore, even within Ainai Makom, the Mezmur, the tunes and the chants that we like to share that are part of the Medi is Selassie's the chapel, right? Because this is a time of that renewing of the holy place, right? Understanding and beginning to grow in what was done during the time of Maccabees. And in fact, Maccabees is so important because Maccabees actually bridges the gap between the Old Testament scriptures, right? The Hebrew scriptures, as they refer to, Masoretic, preserved, and the New Testament scriptures, the Koine Greek scriptures, or the New Testament scriptures. We have Malachi, and we have Matthew. Isn't this interesting just on that? The three M's. The three M's. What's the three M's? We have Malachi, sealing up the Old Testament prophets, then we have Maccabees. Right, and Maccabees then points to what's called the apocryphal or pseudepigraphal scripts, or part of that fuller canona or canon, the kana, right, that read like a rod to measure, the kana, interesting, the kana, the canona, and then we have the pseudepigrapha, what's called the pseudepigrapha, right? But these are scriptures that in the early church, in the Oriental church, right, what somebody refers to as the Eastern church, because the East is the Orient, we're not talking about the Far East, in the sense of like China and Japan, when we say Orient. That was a misnomer. It was a misnomer even before. It was a Gentile or the Anglo-American nation's mockery, right, of our Asian brothers, right, our Asian and these Asiatic brothers, right. Some refer to themselves as Asiatic black men. We refer to the Ethiopian Hebrews as Afro-Asiatic or Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic. Let's just point that out right here. So the order is very important. You know, there's other peoples, you know, like the Ammonites, right, and we have the Moabites, the Ben-Ami, and the Ammonites. We have like the Noi, the Nation of Islam, the Muslims, the Moors. You know, these are related peoples, even in the Torah, even the Torah narrative. It's the fact that, especially in the Torah narrative. Now, it's interesting because how do these nations fear in the latter days and time? And then we point to what is the Psalm, I think 83 as well. So the period of Maccabees is important because it's the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. See, a lot of folks, they get into the New Testament, and they might be reading and studying and understanding some maybe basic things, but there's a big gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And most ones are not even conscious of the gap. They haven't mined the gap. So Maccabees helps us to mine the gap. And then when we look at that and Hanukkah and where in the year we're at, right? So it is like the wheel in the wheel in the sense of there is the churchical order, right? But then it also reflects on the seasonal changes and where we're at in the year, right? And here's where we have a practical application teaching us to number, right? Teaching us to number our days. So Maccabee Mondays, you know, I put that before the Chamorim, you know, Maccabee Mondays, much more study needs to be brought out on Maccabees and the significance of Maccabees. In fact, just for the Chamorim, if you have your first, you know, Scofield Study Bible, there is some writing within it between the end of Maccabee, the end of Slicka, the end of Malachi, and the beginning of Matthew, and it kind of gives an overview history. It's a very good place to begin to get an overview, kind of a catch-up. And that's in the First Scofield Study Bible between Malachi and Matthew. Right? And the significance of Maccabees, we also find this within the R.H. Charles Ethiopic Book of Enoch, as well as the Ethiopic, the Book of Jubilees. Right? The R.H. Charles is very good because some things are noted that help us within the studies and the reasoning to get a good build. Right? So that's a very significant aspect, and we really give thanks and praise to the elders of Rastafari for reminding us of the Book of Maccabees, the Maccabee Bible, and just even just the word sound of Maccabees. Right? Just that's even the beginning, even the Maccabee Bible. But now we have to seek, study, right? Grow in grace and in knowledge. All right. So Psalm 22 is like almost like a door, if you know what I'm saying. From that crucifixion, right? The praises, the theme of the praises, 22 to verse 31, bringing us forward into the kingdom and into that generation, even that generation of them that seek thy face, O Yaakov, O Jacob. And then we're going to bring it forward to this Torah portion right here in the season. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Mizmor Kuf Kafhet Shir HaMa'alot Ma'alot Ma'alot.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Ashre kol yere Adonai, 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 Adonai,
that walketh in his ways, ways, ways.
Aholech bidrachav, 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 bidrachav.
For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, thou be, thou be.
Ashrecha, 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 ashrecha.
And it shall be well with thee, well with thee, well with thee.
Vetovlach, tovlach, tovlach, tovlach.
Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon his race, 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 upon his race. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So right here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 128 here, according to the royal order, right here, 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 on Rastafari Maccabee Mondays, on the Mondays podcast, right here after the Hanukkah, after the Maccabee fighting holidays, the fight continues. But here, here, changing the pace right here, verse by verse, a targum, a basic overview here, Hebraic, Greek,
Hebrew, 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 boy, everything takes time.
Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after order of Malachi, Tzedek,
We have Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey. Kof Kaf Hey. Kof Kaf Hey. Kof Kaf Hey. Shir Ha Ma'elot. It's a song of degrees, a song of ascent. Ha Ma'elot. Ha Ma'alot. Of the going up. Aliyah Aliyot. Shir Ha Ma'elot. Ashrei Kol Yerei Hoa. Ha Holeka. Bia Derakayo. Bless. KJV Translate says, bless is everyone that feareth the Lord, that feareth Yod Hey Wehey. Ashrei is happy. Ashrei. Kol Yerei Hoa. Happy is everyone that reverences, that respecteth he who be who he be, respectfully. Ha ho lek, ha ho lek, be derachayo, that walketh in his ways, that trotteth, be derachayo, in cha ways, in he who be who he be ways. Today's daily psalm, happiness of the Elohim, Yod Hey Wehey, respecting, reverencing, a companion mizmor to the preceding psalm, the 127th psalm. The link between the mention of a prolific family as a braka, a blessing may Elohim from the true good, the true God. It contains a beautiful cameo picture of an ideal, Hebraic, the ideal home life. The psalm, the Mizmor, it teaches that the welfare, the shalom, the salam, the peace of the state, it depends upon a virtuous family life, virtuous family liberty, and virtuous family life and liberty must be founded upon active Haimanotawi Maseret, an active living faith, true religion, true religious foundation, true spirituality of his divine majesty. So hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, Ethiopia voice, me ye, Jerusalem, as in the ye. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Kof Kaf Hey, Kof Kaf Hey, Ashir Ha Ma'elot, Ha Ma'alot. A song of ascent, a song of going up, a song of degrees. The psalmist observes that the childlike individual, indivisible dual, has genuine happiness. Ashrei, happy, happy. Ashrei, kol yerei, hoa, ha holek, bia derakayo. Happy is more correctly translated here instead of what the KJV has blessed, but it's not the Baruch. It's the Baruch blessed, but here we have the Ashrei. Ashrei, as we have in the first song, Ashrei Ha'ish. Happy is the man. Ashrei Kol Yerei Hoa. Yerei Hoa. Happy is everyone. Happy is all. Kol all Yerei, the respecters, the reverences. KJV translates as feareth, but the Yerei is to respect, respectfully speaking. Kol Yerei, Yod Hey Wehey, Ashrei Kol Yerei, Yod Hey Wehey, Ashrei Kol Yerei, Hoa Ha Holek, Bi Derakayo. Genuine happiness because Yod Hey Wehey, because Hashem rewards such a person with prosperity and numerous children, the the fruit, learning to read the sign language, the fruit, the children. So here in today's daily psalm, it's little, but it's talawa. Kinishkin, tilik, you know, small but very great is the happiness of he who be, respecting, respectfully speaking. Make I and I ride out with today's daily psalm. It's a ma'elot, me'elot, shir ha ma'elot. The significance of this title, as we have brought out elsewhere, for some they say it's unclear. Psalms 120 to 134, the songs of degrees, the songs of ascents. The worshippers recited these psalms. We have Psalms 120 to 134. These psalms, when they ascended the road to Zion, the road to Zion, and the road to Yerushalayim, the road to Jerusalem, to celebrate, the road to Arah Salam, to celebrate the annual feasts and festivals, the annual true faith feasts and festivals, the true religion feasts and festivals. Ashrei kol yirei hoa ha holek bi derakayo, showing reverence of ha Elohim, the true good, the true God of Hashem. How do we show respect? How do we become those of the kol yirei hoa yirei yodhei wehei? How do we reverence he who be who he be by conformity, being conformed to his precepts, to his will, to make our wills obedient, as Garmawi Nagus Nagas is matched to good influence, the influence of the spirit of truth. The bait verse, the second verse. Yigia ka peka ki pokel Ashereka uad overlak, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Yigia ka peka kia tokel, for I shall eat when thou eatest the labor of thy hands. Yigia ka peka kia tokel. Ashereka overlach, happy Ashereka, Ashereka, happy shall the I male be, and it shall be well with thee, it shall be good utovlach, and it shall be good with thee, and well, good utov, utov, and well lach, and well for the eye, when thou eatest ki tokel, ki tokel, ki when tokel, the eye eatest has the power of enjoying the fruits of thy toil, because of thy condition of shalom, thy condition of salam, thy condition of security. Ashereka utov lach, Ashereka utov lach, happy lach, happy with the eye. Now this is a favorite verse here of the Rebbeinat, of the rabbis, of the Memheran, when teaching the dignity of honest work. This verse here, Ashereka utov lach, Ashereka utov lach, happy shall thou the eye be. Well, utov lach, utov lach, good, it shall be good, literally in the Hebrew, utov, tov, good, utov, and good, utov, and good, utov lach, it shall be good with the eye. The Gimel verse here. Eshetika k'gefen poria bi yarikete ya beteka baneka kisha tilea zetin saviva li shula haneka thy wife Eshiteka, Eshiteka, the I wife, I Eshet, Eshet, Oset, the I wife, Eshiteka, Eshiteka, the I male wife, K Geffen, Poria, Poria, K Geffen, Poria, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine, Eshiteka, Kukathena poria bi yarikteya beteka in the innermost parts of thy house bi yarikte beteka in the innermost parts of beteka thy house baneka kishatileya zetim and thy children Baneka, thy sons, Baneka, Kisha Tele Azeti, and thy sons, like olive plants, Saviv, Lishulhaneka, Saviv, round about Saviv, Saviv, Lishulhaneka, I Shulhan, eyes for the eyes Shulchan, for the eyes table. KJV brings us out, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Eshiteka, 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 the eyes Eshet, eyes Eshet, Aset, Eshet, Oset, the eye's wife, Eshteka, Eshteka. This idealistic Hebrew word pick of the Hebrew poem, it presupposes a state of monogamy. Some say from this, it says, thy wife, Eshteka, presupposing here a state of monogamy, as does Proverbs 31, verse 10. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. Eshiteka, kegefen poria. Kegefen poria. Gefen poria. Fruitful vine bearing numerous grape clusters. So the Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, respecting man's Eshet. His Eshet, Ashet, his Aset, his wife will bring him many children, will bring him fruit, will be fruitful to him in the innermost, the innermost. Now here's interesting because the KJV says thy wife has a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house. From the Hebrew, from the Hebraics of it all, bi yarikete beiteka, the inmost parts of thy house. The woman's apartment in the oriental home, looking to the east, in the orient, eastward looking, look to the east, or the misrak tamalkatu. In the oriental home, the eastern home was always located as far as possible from the entrance, thus bringing out this sense of the innermost part. Be yarikete veiteka, the innermost part of veiteka, of the eye's house. Hine, behold, hine, chichein, chichein, surely, yivorach, yivorach, raver, Yehovah, behold, surely, behold, that thus, like this, shall the man be blessed. Now, this blessed here is not the same as the blessed in the beginning, as we pointed out, that we have the Ashrei, the beatitude. The Ashrei is the beatitude sort of blessing. HaMoshiach, in the Sermon on the Mount brings out the Ash'arei sense. But here in the Dalet, in the fourth verse, after we ride through the Ashiteka, Gesen Poria, Deyarikite Beiteka, Baneka, Kisha Tile is 18, thy children like olive plants anointed. Kisha Tile is 18, Saviv Le Shulchaneka, around about thy Shulchan, that table. The table prepared. Hine, behold, hine, ki came, ki came, that thus, like this, surely thus, like this, ki came, or ki came, some would say, enunciate, ki came, or more in the Afro-Shemitic pointing, ki came, hine, ki came. Yiborak Gaber Yiborak Gaber Yivorach Gaber. Surely thus like this he came shall the man be blessed. Yiborak Bareke Borak Yiborak, to be blessed. Gaver the Gaver, the Gaver shall be blessed, the man shall be blessed. Yerei Hoa, that respecteth Jehovah, that respecteth Yod-Hei Weh-Hei. Yerei Yahweh, Yerei, that respecteth, that reverences. Here in the fourth verse, bringing us here to the Hey, to the fifth verse. Yerei Yehovah, Mitzion, Yivarekecha, Yivarekekai, Yehovah, Mitzion, Urei, Bituba, Yerushalayim, Kola Yemeya, Hayeka. Yod-Hei Weh-Hei, he who be, who he be, blessed. Here we have the Bareke, Yibarekeka, Yibarekeka. Jehovah bless thee, I, Yibarekeka. Jehovah bless thee, I, Mi Tzion, from out of Mi Tzion. Yibarekeka, Yehovah, Mi Tzion. Urei, urei, and see, urei, and see, urei, urei, and see, urei, urei, the command, and see, sing, urei, bituva Yerushalayim, and see thou the eye, the good, bituv and good Yerushalayim, and see the good of Jerusalem. Call Yemei Hayeka. Call all Yemei, all the days of Hayeka. Hayeka, Hay, life. Hayeka, of the I, Ka, the I, male life. Call Yemei Hayeka. Urei, and see, Urei, yay, and see, Urei. Urei Vanim Livaneka, and see thy children's children, thy grandchildren. Urei Manim Livaneka Shalom al Israel, and see the good of Jerusalem, the shalom of the Israelites, of the Ben Israel, of the Israelite, the welfare, the shalom, the good of the Israelite is bound up with the city, the good of Yerushalayim. And see, urei, urei, and see, sing, and see thy children's children, Urei Vani, Vaneka, the children of thy children, Urei Vani, Vaneka, Shalom Al Israel, and peace, peace, Shalom all upon Israel, Shalom Al Israel, and peace upon Israel, thus attaining a good age, a good old age, to see Vanim Levaneka, Urei Vanim Levaneka, Shalom Al Israel, and see thy children's children, Urei Vanim Levaneka, Shalom, peace, Shalom Al Israel, and peace be upon, up on Al Israel. Here we have this from Psalm 125 in the 125th Psalm. Almost one and same closing. Shalom Al Yisrael. Peace be up on Yisrael. It's the supreme culminating prayer. Tefillah. Peace. Shalom is the end of tyranny. Peace. Shalom is the end of hostility. Peace, shalom, is the end of division. Peace, shalom, is the end of disquiet. Peace, shalom, is the end of alarm. Shalom is freeness and harmony and security and blessedness in His divine majesty and in His Moshiach, Yeshua. Amen.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel.
מזמור קוף כפחת שיר המעלות. אשרי כל ירא אדוני ההולך בדרכיו, יגיע כפיך כי תאכל, אשריך וטוב לך. אשתך כגפן פוריה בירקתי ביתך, בניך כשתילי זיתים סביב לשולחניך. הנה כי כן יבורך גבר ירא אדוני, יברכך אדוני מציון וראה בטוב ירושלים כל ימי חייך, וראה בנים לבניך שלום על ישראל.
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1-22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. Apa Saka Rashata. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1-22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a aleph ba beit ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain cha chet ta et ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bein na nun sa samech a ein pa pe sa sadai A kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, abba gadaha, wa za chata, ya ka la mana, sa a pa sa, ka ra sha ta, 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 ta.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme to this blaspheme to this blaspheme to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this blaspheme to this blaspheme to this. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word.
We don't care who likes this or not, as long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is illegal.
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal.
Give thanks and praise.
I know King Selassie.
God tremble at the dawn. When Alice Selassie imagine the queen will come to trample at every dream. Demons tremble when them hear him come up his father Addis Ababa repatriate the sons and the daughters. Yes, we love the lonely Zion and Judah. And them a ask for me love Philosophy. Go read it in the Bible, yo, we see as your ego. Philosophy for to love me, I hope you know.
I love King Philosophy.
Do you love him?
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
Slavia,
to whom praise is due for
on this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936? Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog, always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
What is he like? I would say he's the king of Israel.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the king of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Left up to left of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see the English language?
You see the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that yet.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
So here concerning the chalitza, and also connected with the Levirate marriage, basically where a man who doesn't have children, and he's one who has inheritance, because it's also about the inheritance and about keeping, you know, the land and inheritance within that family and within the name of the patriarch coming from the 12 sons of Yaakov, the 12 sons of Jacob, who are, of course, after Hashem, the true owners of the land. So land could be rented. So even when you find that something might have been sold, the context more better is that it was rented, because the land could not be sold in perpetuity. So if I had land, I'm one of the descendants of the 12 sons of Jacob, and say of the tribe of Judah, so I have a portion of that coming from my patriarchs, my fathers, my forefathers, that this land I could potentially, say if I needed funds, so I might rent out, like lease or rent out a portion of land to somebody, right? Whether they are B'nai Yisrael, or it could be in a sense even to others, but there's these limitations that are in HaTorah, I can do so. So one might say I sold it, but I can't sell it in perpetuity. Basically, monies or kesef, you know, silver was exchanged or something like that, or animal, oxen, some wealth was exchanged for the use of that land to a son of Israel or to someone else for a period of time. Right, but I could not sell that land in perpetuity, like forever, right? Because of what Jah has said and the patriarchs and coming down to us. So Moshe's law kind of regulates it. So the whole Ruth and Naomi situation kind of brings out the sense of the chalitza, right? And the Levirate marriage here, the sixth perek, it says, the sheishi perek, it says, yea, thou shalt see thy children's children in peace up on Yisrael. Psalm 128 and 6, so Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Levi taught, Joshua ben Levi, he taught that when thy children have children, there shall be peace in Yisrael, in Israel. For then there will be no need of chalitza
or for levirate marriage. Then there'll be no need for it. So there's two notes right here, two notes. We had went through it in the reasoning and the audio and the remix, the dub right there, Prince Jammies. I think it was on Dub War, actually, that beautiful dub right there. Right? So here, those two notes, we went into it, but we did not, we had pause. When we listened to the replay, we had pause. And we thought whether we were going to bring it out or a couple of words that we could have said just to clarify in case ones were not familiar with it, but hopefully that will prompt ones to get more familiar with it. So here we have six and seven notes here in the sixth parak here. It says the ceremony, the chalitza is the ceremony of taking off the levir's shoe. And then it refers to Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 25, verses 5 to 11. All right, so we have Sefer Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter, or read the Dagim, Deuteronomy 25, 5 to 11. So that's the ceremony of taking off the levirs, L-E-V-I-R, right? That particular word right there, the levirs. So what is the levir? The levir, right? Just to do a quick search on this and see what comes up right here, how this is brought out. It's a quick search right here. You know, look up this word, look up this phrase right here. It sounds like Levite, right? But Levir, like the Levirate marriage. In fact, for a while, but maybe more than 20-something years ago when I came across this, it sounded like Levite, and I didn't really investigate until we looked at the word. I said, oh, it's not Levite, it's Levirate, some say. A custom of the ancient Hebrews and other peoples of that 1040 region by which a man may be obliged to marry his brother's widow. A man may be obliged. This here in HaTorah is Hashem, is Jah, recognizing, as his master says, that any law, the best document or a constitution or anything like that, has to be related and based on the customs and like the predilections of the people. Right? So even to get people to this point, you have to take them from where they're at. So the word Levir means brother-in-law. The marriage between a widow whose husband had died childless and her brother-in-law. Right? The term levirate comes from the Latin levir, which means, or levir, which means husband's brother. So that's basically like the long and the short of it, husband's brother. So who's the husband's brother? Right? We could go into, well, what do you mean by brother? Right? But take that right there, 25 and 5 to 11, just to do due diligence right here, due diligence. So here, it's not Jah that initiated that particular custom, but it's a custom of, you could say, the people, right? There's some things that we have in Torah that are the customs of the people. And often you'll find that when it's reissued, you know, whether as Moshe's law or the reasonings from the elders within the volume of Torah, usually you can see Hashem, Jah's input, because it would be, how can we say, it would be like tweaked, right? Okay, this is what people do, but you must do it like this. And this is the limit here for doing that. You know what I mean? So Jah is recognizing the righteousness of it, but also limiting it within the, you say, the reissue of that ancient custom or practice. Right? So here it says right here, if brethren dwell together and one of them die and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry without to a stranger, because the brother is of this tribe, and then the woman should not marry somebody like who's outside, so to speak, of the tribe, as it were, right? To a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in to her and take her to him to wife and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. So like there's a duty of the husband, there's a duty of the wife, there's this duty now of the husband's brother. And it shall be that the firstborn that she beareth shall succeed, right, in the name of his brother who is dead. Mut, who is dead. That his name, Shimo, be not put out of Yisrael. And if the man like not to take his brother's Isha, Eshet or Set, his brother's wife, so the man, there's a choice factor here, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate to the elders and say, so the elders, the gate of the city is a place, obviously, even by the custom of the ancients, the gate of the city was a place that a lot of things were adjudicated at the gates, going to the gates of the city, also where the elders gathered. So if one had something they wanted to question or reason on, they take it there to the gate where the elders are. So the woman, the wife, right, the brother's wife, will go up to the gate to the elders and say, my husband's brother refuseth to raise up to his brother a name in Yisrael. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. So that means from the ancient time, because we ask, what's the duty of a husband's brother? We only know about it because it's here in HaTorah, but it was known to the people, right? Not just the Hebrews, but other peoples had similar, right, with other maybe modifications, depends on their customs or whatever, but here's for the children of Israel. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him, just to get a confirmation of what the brother's wife is saying, right? And just make sure everything's right and accurate. And if he stands to it, he says, yeah, that's exactly, he's firm on it. He stands to it and say, I like not to take her. Then shall his brother's wife come to him in the presence of the elders, the witness of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, so shall it be done to that man that will not build up his brother's bait, his brother's house. So it's a duty for a man to build up his brother's house. All right. Then here it says, and his name shall be called in Yisrael, the man who decides, well, he don't like to take her, the house of him, the bait of him that hath his shoe loose. A new way of looking at foot loose, shoe loose. Last verse right here. That was verse 10 here. Well, here it's 11. When men strive together, one with another, and the wife, that's a different area where it says, like, the woman, you know, puts forth her hand and she's trying to help a man when he's fighting with another man and grab the man by the secrets, by the sack, you know, the secrets, the family jewels. Now, here with Ruth chapter 4, it says this right here, in Ruth chapter 4, verse 7, now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. Concerning what? Redeeming and changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Yisrael. So there are things that we have in HaTorah that Yah commanded. There's some customs that were customs of the people that are included in the Torah but are regulated by the words of HaTorah, right? And here we have a custom where to confirm, right, like to confirm something, whether to redeem something or to change, right, where a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. So a man took off his kicks and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony, a witness in Israel. So this was done in front of other ones. When that was done, people recognized what was going on. Interesting, because here's another sign and tell, you know, of, we could say, the ethnicity, the black and brown sheep. You know, the shoes and kicks are very, very important. You know what I mean? Man don't want you to get so close to his shoes, much less touch his shoes, much less give you his shoes, run his shoes. He would take off, pluck off his shoe, and he would give it to his neighbor. And this was a sign. Right, a sign, a cultural sign, symbol of testimony in Israel. Therefore, the kinsman said to Boaz, buy it for me. So he drew off his shoe. Right? Now, in this section here, you know, it says, then said Boaz, verse 5, what day thou buyest a field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman, this is what you hear in Christianity, that we have a kinsman that stick closer than a brother. But you have to look at the context of that quote right there. Here it goes. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Then it segues ways. Now, this was the manner in former time. So verse 8, it says, therefore the kinsman said to Boaz, buy it for thee. Buy it for thee. I don't know if I said me before. It's for thee. Buy it for yourself. Buy it for the eye. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said to the elders and to all the people, ye y'all are witnesses today that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, in addition to this, verse 11, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife. No, not purchased like in that sense, no Western Gentile feminism, sexism. No, I have paid a dowry. Right, I paid the dowry. I show I can be responsible for this, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren. So he doesn't have to cut off, meaning you don't have a seed, you know, a son or sons to follow in your name, to carry on your name. And from the gate of his place, ye are witnesses this day. Right? Ye are witnesses this day. Right? Now, what is interesting about this whole thing right here, you notice that what is written in Torah was not literally done, you know, where she plucked, she unloosed his shoe, and she spit in his face, because she's a Moabitess, first of all. She can enter in, because she's not a Moabite male, but she's a female. That's what it says, that the Moabite, not even to the 10th generation, can enter into. It's talking about the males, right? That's one thing a lot of people don't recognize, come from Western Gentile. You have to look at the Hebrew, house language in the Hebrew, And on average, a woman could not come in either if she's under the Chemosh and these gods of the Moabites. But Ruth is a case in point, right, of one of the Gentile women of other nations that clave to Hashem, to Jehovah. So you see that the basic practice of the shoe is there, right? The shoe is there without her now. If she was an Israelite woman, it would be her responsibility to go to the man who could not redeem it, right, and raise up seed, loose his shoe. He has to allow his shoe to be loose. He can't kick or whatever. He kicked the woman or something like that. He get beat down. Because he's violating first of all our custom as Hebrews, and then he's violating the Torah because before it was just our custom. But even then he'll get beat down. Now it has been inserted within HaTorah, right, and regulated. Basically, just get your shoe taken off, and if you're gonna spit in your face, take that, because you have to look at the spit in her face, so to speak, right? And you're gonna be called the one who has a loose shoe in Yisrael. But right here in the Midrash, where it connects with Psalm 128, verse 6, yea, thou shalt see thy children in peace upon Israel. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Joshua ben Levi, taught that when thy children have children, there will be peace in Israel. So this is the encouragement to Israel to have enough youths, right, to have children, to have, especially in the Hebrews, really saying sons specifically. Right, because the woman will tend to become part of the next family. That's just how it be, right? But there will be peace in Israel, for there will be no need for chalitza. So it's because of the lack of having the seed, right, the man having, you know, the seed, you know, that this had to be done, right, so that the name of his patriarchs doesn't get wiped out because there's no one to rep it in the generations to come. Chalitza, or for Levirate marriage. Now here under note 7, Levirate marriage, here's a note, it says both obligations, it's, you're obliged, like I'm obliged to do this. Both obligations frequently cause quarrels. That's why the man right here in Ruth chapter 4, right, and he said to the kinsman, right, Naomi, that has come out of the country of Moab, sell us a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. My God is king, Elimelech. And I thought to advertise thee. Notice what Boaz is saying, right? I thought to advertise thee, like to make this known to you. I want to do this, but you are closer in this lineage. I don't want to bypass your right. You're going to have to give up your right. I'm going to check you about this is your right. Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou will redeem it, redeem it. Don't say redeem her, the land and his wife and raise up seed. But if thou will not redeem it, then tell me, make it clear, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides thee. There's none who will have a direct link to redeem it. You are the one. It's your right. And I am after thee. So I'm not going to, because, you know, Boaz checked for Ruth. You see the scene when he was in the barn and everything. It was proper, upright, but, you know, very close and everything. He says, I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the... So the man was like, I will redeem the land. So to get that piece of land, he was like, he's going to redeem it. Then said Boaz, all right, Boaz. Bo means to go, and Oz means like strength, or even in a sense command. Boaz. He says, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife, the Isha, the Eshet of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead up on his inheritance. And the kinsman that's the closest in the brother, and the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. I don't know if he had an angry woman or wife or what the situation was, but he said, this will mar my inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Because the connection of getting, he was going to redeem the land. He's going to take the land. But then Boaz recognized that Naomi, I mean, you know, has her daughter-in-law, right, Ruth. And Ruth said, forget about her Moabite Chemosh, her Moabite gods, her Moabite ways. She's joining Jah people. So therefore, you're going to have to redeem it, right, and you're going to have to also deal with Ruth. And he said, nah. I can't do this. And that's why it says, now this was the man in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and changing, concerning changing, for to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. So that custom of the woman, where John says, will go to the man that says he can't redeem it, right, the brother, and will pluck off his shoe and spit in his face, right, and say, this is the one, then she will proclaim, this is the one with his shoe loose in Israel, right? It wasn't only for that case. It was also for redeeming and changing, right? Maybe the part that maybe was a cultural or little addition there was part of spitting in his face and the proclamation of he's shoe loose, he's foot loose, right? Because the foot, the walking, the trotting, you know, you do what is required, your obligation. But if he would not like to do this, then you got to take this, you got to take this, right? Pluck off his shoe, gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony of Israel. So it's important to note that this wasn't only just for the Levirate marriage or raising seed to your dead brother, as it were, but was also for other things, the act of passing on the shoe. Right, you know, taking off your shoe to as a witness, as a testimony to something, that to confirm, it says. Last point here, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani taught, when thy children, in the Hebrew context, Baneka, when thy sons have children, when thy sons have children, that means legal heirs, no doubt. This is why the sanctity, or, you know, when talk about woman, and it might seem something, oh, why is it so harsh on a woman? No, it's that mama's baby, father's maybe. HaTorah was to make sure that mama's baby is father's baby, too. It's not mama's baby, father's maybe, to cut out that shachat, that shite, right? Legal ears, right? Judges, right? In Yisrael, Shoftim, and Yisrael will have peace. Since doubtful ears will not cause litigation. You know, it's doubtful ears, where things will come out, like I said, like if the wife went aside but was not known to the man, then after he passed, then the rumor comes out that actually she was unfaithful and this one is not his, but maybe he had another wife before and that child was his, and now the shoftim and the shotrim, you know, the shofet and the shatas, shoftim and the shotrim, the officers and the judges and officers, they got a lot of problems now. They got to regulate, you know, and you can tell these are where conflicts, a lot of conflicts come in, because now everybody want to get the land, like the man, you know, with Boaz, the heir of kin, the kinsman, he wanted to get the land. He said, yeah, I'll redeem it. And what did Boaz say? Okay, and in addition, moreover, if you redeem it, you also have to remember Ruth the Moabitess as well, and you have to raise up seed because she's actually the wife of, you know, Mahlon. And he said, oh, no, can you redeem it for me? You know, can you buy it for yourself and redeem it? I cannot do this. I'm a mar my inheritance. And therefore, the custom was enough for him to take off his shoe in that case. Ruth was not required to spit in his face, right, as in the other case, or to say such and such, right? And you have to really think about how, on the this wrap up here, how Boaz really thought this through. You know what I mean? Boaz, but what this teaches us here as Yehudi, as Rastafari, Yehudim, Yedim, we the black Jews, the lion tribe of Judah, it teaches us business. You know, as you talk about with Jacob and Laban, if you listen to detail, he could have already married Rachel, and could have maybe worked some more time to get, you know, to get some, you know, provisions he would need, you know, like cattle, things he would need to take care of his family, you know, work to get some investment, cattle, kesef and cattle, you know, as it were. So right here, that point really stuck out, right, because then there will be peace in Yisrael because of doubtful ears. Doubtful ears not only cause litigation, but also cause contention, a lot of contention. And I just share what was shared with me years ago, you know, from that Geechee Gullah background, and some of y'all probably know it among your peoples, if you're Geechee or Gullah or not, Gullah, Bala, Oromo, that mama's baby, father's maybe, right? And a lot of the regulation in Torah is not so much, against the man or against the woman, but it's to regulate everything so that there can be peace. It's all about shalom, that there can be peace in Yisrael, to have contention and contentious litigations, tribal wars, conflicts, to the minimum. That or not at all, that if we have any conflict or litigation or contention, it will be with others who are outside of the yoke, the discipline of HaTorah. See? Say, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Yad in here. 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 Yad in here.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
מזמור קכ"ח שיר המעלות. אשרי כל ירא אדוני ההולך בדרכיו, יגיע כפיך כי תאכל, אשריך וטוב לך. אשתך כגפן פורייה בירכתי ביתך, בניך כשתילי זיתים סביב לשולחניך. הנה כי כן יבורך גבר ירא אדוני. יברכך אדוני מציון, וראה בטוב ירושלים כל ימי חייך, וראה בנים לבניך שלום על ישראל.
Israel. Hear the Midrash on Mizmor Kof, Kaf, Kof, Kaf, Chet, Psalm 128, Psalm CXX, VIII, Midrash here on Psalm 128. Ashrei kol yirei Yehovah, happy is everyone that feareth, that reverence, that respecteth the Lord. Ashrei kol yirei Yehovah, happy is everyone that reverence, that respecteth Jehovah. Hear, hear, hear. Opening verse of today's daily psalm, Shir HaMa'ilot, a song of ascent, a song of degrees of going up. Shir HaMa'ilot. Rav Chiya Barabba said in the name of Ullah, the man who enjoys the fruit of his labor fears better than he who fears, who reverences the Lord. For note that of him who fears, who reverences, who respects the Lord, it is written even here, 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 Ashrei kol yirei Yehovah, happy is everyone that fears Jehovah, whereas of the man who enjoys the fruit of his labor, it is written even in today's daily psalm in the base verse, in the second verse, Hebraically speaking, when thou eatest the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou, the I, male, be, and it shall be well with thee. Yegiah kapeka kia tochel asharekai Ashreka with all luck. Happy shalt thou be. Ashreka with all luck. And it shall be good with thee. Happy shalt thou be. Ashreka in this world. And it shall be well with the eye, with all luck, in the olam haba, in the world to come. Take note that in connection with the fear of the Lord, in connection with the yirei Yahuwah, the words, it shall be well with thee, the I, do not occur. When thou eatest the labor of thy hands, Yegiah kapeka ki tokel. Rav Krista taught, who is truly a disciple, a Talmid of the wise, the Hakam, who is truly a Talmid, a disciple, a Deka Mezmur of the wise? He who declares his own meat, Reifa, 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 Reifa. What is Reifa? That is, he has found out that the animal from which the meat had come had a disease that would prohibit the eating of its flesh. And though he can find mitigating grounds to lessen that which would permit him to eat it, he nevertheless condemns it as reifa to his own laws. Thus, he who declares his own meat reifa, Rav Chista also taught what sort of man is referred to in the verse from Proverbs, from the Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 15:27, where it reads, "He that hateth gifts shall live. He that hateth gifts shall live." In the fuller verse here from the Mishle Shlomo, Okira Beitoa Botsea Batsa We Soneya Matanota Yichye. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Okira Beto Botsea Batsa. But he that hateth gifts shall live. With Soneya Matanota Yichye. But he that is, and he that hateth gifts, he that hateth gifts, with Soneya Matanot, with Sone Matanot, he that hateth gifts, with Soneya Matanot, Yichye, shall live. Thus, therefore, he who declares his own meat, treifa, that is to say, if he denies himself his own meat, he is certainly capable of denying himself what others give him. He that hateth gifts shall live. With Sonei Matanot Yichye. Mar Zutra taught in the name of Rav Chista, when a disciple, a Talmid of the wise, reads scripture, studies oral law, serves scholars, and declares his own meat reifa, of him it may be said, when thou, the eye, eatest the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou, the eye, be, and it shall be well, it shall be good with the eye. Yigia kapeka kia tokel, ashereka witolak. Rav Zavid added, and he merits possession of both worlds, for it is said, happy shalt thou be, ashereka, in this world, and it shall be well with thee, with the eye, with all lak, it shall be all tawab, it shall be good with the eye in the olam haba, in the world to come. Whenever gifts were sent from the house, the bait of the patriarch to Rav Eleazar Eliza, he would not accept them. And when he was invited to the house, the bait of the patriarch, he would not go, saying, quote, "They do not wish me to live, for it is said, he that hateth gifts shall live." Wissone Matanota Yichye. In Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 15 and 27. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. Hear, hear, hear the Gimel verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Chet. Eshtika, eshtika, ke gefena poria. Thy wife, thy eshet, thy oset, thy isha, eshtika, ke gefena poria. When shall eshtika, eshtika, thy wife, when shall eshtika be a Gefen Poria, a fruitful vine, when she is modest, even in the innermost chambers of thy house. Biyarikete Beitika, then will thy children be like olive plants. Baneka kisha tele zetim. Thus, like this, you will find that scripture tells of Sarah. And they said to him, where is Sarah? Eshteka, the I eshet, oset, the I wife. And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee, I. And lo, look, Sarah, Eshteka, the I wife, shall have a son. Hear, 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 from Bereshit, from Genesis. Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. Vayomru Elayo, Aye Sarah Ishteka, Vayomer Hine Ba Ohel, Vayomer Shova Shuva Eleka Ka Aita Chaya, Vihine Bain Li Sarah Ishteka. And they said to him, Vayomru Elayo, where is Sarah thy wife? Aye Sarah Ishteka. And he said, Vayomer, behold, in the tent, Hine Baohel. And he said, Vayomer, I will certainly return to thee, to the eye, when the season cometh round. Shov ashuv aleka ka'aita chaya. And lo, look, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. Wihine bein alisarah ishteka. That Sarah was in the tent and would not show herself to the visitors is taken as proof of her modesty. That Sarah was in the tent and would not show herself to the visitors is taken as proof of her modesty. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, quoted the verse, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine in the innermost chambers of thy house, thy children like olive plants. Eshteka, ishteka, eshteka ke gefena poria. be yarikete beteka baneka kishtele zeitin saliva le shulhaneka. And he said, like olive plants upon which no grass, no grafting, no grafts can be made, shall be thy children, Baneka, to whom no suspicion of bastardy will attach. When in a cholem, a dream, a man sees a fruitful vine, Ishto, his wife, his Isha, his Orset, will not miscarry, for it is said, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. Eshteka, Ishteka, Kegefen Poria. When in a cholem, a dream, a man sees a choice vine, he may expect the coming of HaMashiach, the Messiah. For it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 49:11, binding his foal to the vine and his ass's colt to the choice vine. Osri la kefena iro, we la sareka benia eton, kidei sabayayina levushoa, ubedama inagima suto, binding his foal to the vine and his ass's colt to the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine and his vesture in the blood of grapes. Os ria la gefena iro, wea la sa reka benia etono, binding his foal to the vine. Os ri la gefena iro, and his ass's colt to the choice vine. With la sareka benia etono, of the Messiah, HaMashiach, it is also written, even in Zechariah 9:9, lowly and riding upon an ass, lowly and riding upon an ass. Onia werokeva alachemora, lowly oni werokeve, and riding alachemora, and riding upon an ass, lowly and riding on a donkey. Oni werokeve alachemora. Zechariah 9:9. When in a cholem, in a dream, a man sees grapes, white grapes, either ripe or unripe, it will be well, it will be good with him. Black grapes that are ripe, it will be well, with him. That are unripe, then he is in need of mercy, chesed. If he dreams that he is eating grapes, however, he is certain of his heritage in the olam haba, in the world to come. When in a cholem, a dream, a man sees olives, small olives, then his business will flourish and grow like the olive tree. This is true only if he sees the fruit of the olive. If he sees olive trees, he will have many children, 4, it is said, even in today's daily psalm, thy children like olive plants. Thy children like olive plants. Baneka kishtele zeitin. But some say this cholem, this dream, chilm, means that he will have a good name. That he will have a good name. For it is said, even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 11 and 16, the Lord called thy name a leafy olive tree, fear with goodly fruit. Zayita ra'inana yife, furia toar kara Yahuwah shemek. Jehovah called thy name, the I name, a leafy olive tree, fear with goodly fruit. Zayita ra'inana yife, furia toar kara Yahuwah shemek. Jehovah called thy name a green olive tree. Fear, beautiful, itiful, you say, of goodly fruit. Zayita ra'inana yife, furia toar karah Yahuwah shemek. The Lord bless thee out of Zion. Hear, hear, hear. Hey, verse of today's daily psalm. Yevarekekai Yahuwah mitzion. Jehovah bless thee, I mitzion, from Zion. All goodly rewards and all goodly comfort will come out of Zion, Mitzion, from Zion. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Yisrael, upon Israel. Urei banim lebaneka shalom, all Israel. Yea, yes, thou, the eye, shalt see thy children's children. Urei banim lebaneka, and peace, shalom, upon Israel, upon Israel, all Israel. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, when thy children have children, there will be peace in Israel, in Israel. For then there will be no need of chatliyah, chatlitza, chatlitza, or for levirate marriage. Chalitza. What is chalitza? Chalitza. Chalitza is the ceremony of taking off the levir's shoe. Referred to Devarim, to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 11. And the levirate marriage. Both are obligations. Frequently, these obligations frequently cause quarrels. Both the chalitza and the levirate marriage. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani taught, when thy children have children, judges in Israel will have peace, shalom, since doubtful ears will not cause litigation. When thy children have children, that is to say, legal, lawful, legal ears, judges, shoftim, be Israel in Israel, will have shalom, since doubtful ears will not cause litigation.
Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel.